Hi everybody, it is time for Sharei Oraz Teshuvah of the week. And this week we're going to actually do a very important topic of vegetable cleaning and what standards. We're going to try to give household standards, not the standards for a community, not the standards the OU has, the standards that you can have in your house. Now this is not the standards we have to have in Sharei Oraz. For the community, we have to have a standard that follows the community standard, which is the OU standard here in Bergen County. But here is some advice we do in the Jachter family. And we do this in the Jachter family. We suggest you do it in your family as well. I know you've probably seen, gone on the OU website and see the standards they set for insect inspection or vegetable and fruit inspection. And you look at it and you say it's very, very difficult. It's cumbersome. It is very, very time-consuming, and if you grew up in an observant house, you know, either it's Sephardic, whether Ashkenazic or Sephardic, you know that this was not done in previous generations. You know, from a grandmother, there may be even a great-great-grandmother, that this was not done in prior generations. So what can be reasonable standards where you keep the halacha, you keep your vegetables and fruit, reasonably insect free, and on one hand, on the other hand, not to spend an inordinate amount of time conducting the inspection. So first of all, number one is to rely on a ruling by Rav Mordechai Willig and Rav Asher Bush that you can rely on. These are two kashrut experts, and that is you can rely on a triple wash. When a package says triple wash, even though it has no kosher certification, you can rely on that triple wash. Why? Even though there's no why is that acceptable? There's no kosher certification. The answer is because we have a halakhic principle called uman lomari anafshe, that a professional does not want to risk his professional reputation, and therefore, since he wants to maintain his professional reputation, he wants to keep to his word. So, if a reputable company, a high quality company, is going to say it was triple wash, and then it's going to be infested with insects, it looks very, very bad for that company and would impact badly on its reputation. Also, there's a concept of milta davidi leigluya, something that can be that would be easily revealed. People, the Gemara already says that people do not lie about something that could be easily revealed, and it's easy, if they're going to present it as being cleaned vegetables and it's going to be full of bugs, then it presents the company in a very, very poor light, which they do not want to do. So you can trust that they did a thorough professional triple washing. If the bag says it was triple washed, even though there is no hashkacha on that bag, okay, no, absolutely no kosher certification, you still can have it. If it says from a reputable company, high quality company, and it is triple washed, okay. Now why do I say that? The OU says you can't. That you can't rely on the triple wash. Why do I say you can rely on the triple wash? Well, it's because you just look at the results, and at least in our family, we're relying on this for years, and we've never ever found a bug. We say this. I've other people have told me this. I have at least two other rabbis that they tell me that they and their wives never found a bug. And the halacha says as follows: Mida oraita, on a Torah level, we are required only to be concerned with the rov, majority. Majority of your vegetables of the bag, let's say, doesn't have bugs, you're good to go on a Torah level, midoraita. When it's midrabanan, you have to be concerned with a minority, miur hamatsui, a significant minority. What is a significant minority? Says the Mishkanot Tshuvot Mishkanot Yaakov, Rav Yosef quotes it as well. It's in the Yaakov Yosef Chacham Yitzchak. That 10%. So if it's a less than 10%, you find it, let's say, in the bag, then you don't have to worry about it. And therefore, we just take it and put it into the bowl. Maybe we look at it a little bit, and that's it. It's good to it's just good to go. And we've never ever found a bug. So therefore, it's far less, dramatically less than the halakhic standard, and therefore it definitely dramatically exceeds the halachic standard of how clean it has to be, and therefore that is totally acceptable to rely on the triple washed vegetables from a high quality company. Now, here are some more tips for household standards. First of all, the it should be that you get for your vegetables and fruit should be good quality. The lower the quality, the greater a chance you're going to find bugs. Secondly, to give it a good wash, and really depending on the item, it needs more of a good wash. Avoid organic. If you want if you specifically want organic for if that's what you want, you're going to have to do a much much closer inspection for bugs. How to handle? Let's speak about some specific items. Strawberries. Strawberries need a good wash and remove the tips. That's pretty well known. You need a good right wash. Look at it. Good visual inspection. Good wash and remove the tips, and you're good to go. In our family, we give these we regard as high risk, and we give it a really really good wash, and plus a really close visual inspection. Raspberries and blueberries, so really look inside because the bugs can get inside. Well, I'm sorry, not blackberries. Sorry. Not blueberries, blackberries. The raspberries and blackberries. Actually, blueberries, you just give it a good wash and you're good to go because there's a skin. But blackberries and raspberries, the bugs can get in there, and therefore give it a really good wash and a visual inspection, and you are good to go. Broccoli and cauliflower, give it a really, really good wash and a really good visual inspection, and you are good to go. Kale, lettuce, and cabbage in the Jactor family, we only have by triple wash. We've got a cabbage that is shredded, that's triple washed, and kale and lettuce the same, only by it in triple washed. We think that these two items are just so high risk, we don't have it fresh. And that is Brussels sprouts and asparagus. We buy it. We buy a kosher certified frozen, just to make it, and because it's too difficult to do that inspection. It's going to be too time consuming to do that inspection. So those are the standards of the Jactor family. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. If we want to talk about more, talk about it further. But that's for now, that's how the Rabbi Jactor approved way of how we clean vegetables and prepare vegetables and fruits in the Jactor home. Wishing everybody a great, great